But Yosef beyod el ragzanusa. All will end up with just as anger. In other words, no good to be angry. Well, liyodem toiv matimim v'mashenka to a good person matimim moisim v'primaisav. They let him have from his good actions that he does. V'chol she'en ole b'miklu v'mishlo b'derecheretz. Someone that does not learn Torah shebiksav and Torah shebapev doesn't have good manners. Doesn't have derecheretz. Loy derecheretz dor hanomi menu. You should be mudar hanon or stay away from him. Make a net like not to have any enjoyment from that person. Don't have anything to do with him. Shenem the pasuk tilim says of a moishav leitzim lo yoshav. Don't sit, don't have company with such a person. So Rashi says a person that's not Isip, Yeshuva Shalaidim, what is he gonna do with Isik and Laitsonis? So Pasuk says, Moshav Laitsim or Yoshav, don't be in contact with such a person. Hajin Allah Isha Niknis. You hold enough Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, second paragraph. The Mishnah says, "Ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchoi." A man, when he goes to marry his wife, he can make the kedushin either himself, or else by making a shliach, he could appoint a shliach to be mekadesh his wife. And isha miskadesh bo v'shlucha. The same thing, the wife, she could receive the kedushin herself, or else she could appoint a shliach to accept her kedushin. Hoish mekadesh es bitoy kishinara. A father could marry off his daughter when she's a nara, boy of a shluchai. Either the father himself could accept the kedushin, or else the father could appoint a shliach to accept the kedushin. So even though we know the loch is midiraisa, the father could marry off his katana also, not only when she's a nara, still the Mishnah only says by a nara. We'll see in the Gemara why. So kids, this is the side of a shliach. So when you marry, when you make kedushin, both the husband or the wife, both of them have a right to make a shliach. And the same thing the father, when he marries off his daughter, he could also make a shliach to accept the kedushin. Now the Gemara says, Hashda b'shlucha mekadesh, once you say the man could be mekadesh through a shliach, boy mi boy, for sure he could make the Almighty his kedushin. So why does the Mishnah have to say, yis mekadesh boyu b'shluchai? Let it just say, yis mekadesh b'shluchai. And for sure he could marry himself. He could give the kesef to his wife himself. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, that mitzvah boy yosef mebishluchai. The Mishnah is teaching us another yesod, that even though you could do it through a shliach, but it's better off if you do it yourself. There's a bigger mitzvah if you yourself are oisik in the mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Techi osik gufa b'mitzvois mekabel schat fein. If your body, if you yourself are working in the mitzvah, you'll receive more mitzvah. More reward. So Mar says, Kihod the Rav Safra Machrech Resha. Rav Safra, every Erev Shabbos, he himself used to like burn the head of the animal, like to prepare the food for Shabbos. Rava Molach Shibuta. Rav himself used to salt the fish, Lekavet Shabbos. And he could the army, some say, Paho Isur Nami Yispa. No, you should know there's even an Issa for a man to get married through a Shliach. The man should not give the money to somebody else to give it to his wife. Kedrav Yehuda Amarav. The Amarav Yehuda Amarav. Also liyodom shiikadesh esa isham. Ach yirenu. A man should not marry his wife until he first sees her. You should not send the shliach to marry your wife for you unless you see her first. Because shema yira badova meguna. Maybe later after you married her, then you'll see her. She won't look nice to you. V'tizgana love, and you come to hate her. For Rachman Omer, the Torah says, you're supposed to love one another. So therefore, in order not to come that you should not like your wife, you're supposed to see her first. So therefore, there's an Issa to marry through a shliach if you didn't see her yet. Therefore, the Gemara says, v'chiyitma Rabbi Yosef. When do we learn Rabbi Yosef's halacha? That it's a mitzvah boy yosef mebishluchai, but mashma there's no Issa by using a shliach. That goes our safe on the sefer, itma. Why, what does the sefer say? The wife, she herself could accept the kedushin either herself, or else she could make a shliach to accept the kedushin. So Mori asked the question also, here also, Hashta b'shlucha mikacho bo mi boy, if she could accept the kedushin through a shliach, for sure she could accept it herself. So on this the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, mitzvah bo yosef mebishlucha, that it's a bigger mitzvah for she herself to accept the kedushin, to do the mitzvah herself, than to have a shliach accept the kedushin for her. Kihod the Rav Safra of Safra, Machrech Reisha, every Shabbos, he himself took care of the animal, he burnt the head to make prepare it for Shabbos. Rav Malach Shibuta, Rav himself salted the fish for Shabbos. Abu Behor, but in this case, when the wife makes her shliach to accept the Kedushin, even though she didn't see her husband yet, Isur Lesbo, she herself does not have any Yisur. Kedir Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish always says, the Yom Resh Lakish, Tav Lemesiv Tandu, by an Isha, she's better off. Being married, it's Tav Lemesiv, it's good for her to sit. Tan Haguf, do together, Milamesiv Armlet, in the sit alone. So no matter what type of a husband she gets, she's always better off to be married. So for her, there's no svarah she'll come later to be mezgana to hate her husband. Therefore, the Isha herself is allowed to appoint a shliach to accept the Kedushin. So Rashi speaks out, even though the man is doing the Isha, because it comes out now we're talking about that they never met yet. So if the Isha appoints the shliach to accept the Kedushin, so the husband did not see her yet. So the husband is doing the Isha. So Rashi says, true, the husband is doing the Isha. But now we're talking about her halacha. By her, she is not doing any Yisra. Therefore, there's only stam and inyan that it's better to do it yourself than to appoint a shliach. But if she would have appointed a shliach, that would also be good. Now the Gemara says again, the diik is that it says, "Ish mekadesh es bitoy kishi nara." The father can marry off his daughter when she's a nara, when she's 12 years old. So the diik is, kishi nara in kishi tana loy, lachor tzakashalai, or as mashma, when she's a katana, the father cannot marry her off. The question is, why not? So Gemara says, "Misayin l'Rav, it's a raya to Rav." The Amar Rav Yud Amar Rav Vitema Rabbi Elazar. Some say the name of Rabbi Elazar that also liyodom shikadish as vita shikatana. The father should not marry off his daughter when she's still a katana before she's 12 years old. Ad shetagdu v'tayoma beplonyani roitzer. But rather, the father should wait until his daughter becomes at least a nara, and then she agrees that she wants this man. Then he could marry her off. But before that, even though if you do it midiraisa, the Kedushin is chal, but it's not something you should do. It's not healthy to do this. Right, and now the Gemara says, Shlichus minolan. How do we know the Yisoy that a man could make a shliach to marry his wife? So Gemara says, the Tanya we learned, Vishilach, the apostle could have just said Vishilach. Malameit shuwais a shliach. That's a proof that the husband can make a shliach. But the apostle says Vishilcha. Instead of just saying Vishilach, it says Vishilcha. Malamed she is a shliach. Comes to teach us that even she could also make a shliach to accept her gerushin, her get. Then v'sholach v'shulcha says it a second time. The next spot could also says v'shulcha. Again, it could have just said v'sholach, and it says v'shulcha. It's another double diik that malamed comes to teach us shehashliach is a shliach. That the first shliach, either from the husband or from the wife, they both have a right to appoint another shliach. So Gemara says ask yichon begerushin. So far we have sukkim that when you give a get to your wife, both the husband could appoint a shliach, and the wife could also appoint a shliach to accept her get. The kedushin minolan, how do we know by kedushin, there's also a parsha of shlichus. The chitema maybe you tell me the aleph migershin poshid. Learn out kedushin from gershin. So I'll tell you no. Mal gershin shken yeshna makorcho. A husband has the right to give his wife a get midiraisa by force. Mashenken, you can't marry your wife by force. So maybe kedushin is different. On Makron, this the pasuk says, "V'yotzav hoisa." She goes out and then she gets married. So we say, "Makish shavayin liyitzia." To make a hekish that kedushin has the same halach as like yitzia by gerushin. Ma yitzia meshav yishliach. Just like by gerushin, the pasukim say v'shilcho that there's a parsha of shlichus. Is af havayinami meshav yishliach. The same thing when you get married v'shas kedushin. Also, there's a parsha of shlichus. For the Gemara of Yelohod, it's not that we learned. If the balabos tells the shliach, go take truma off my crop, off my from my fruits. So it says, Turn kedas balabayis. The shliach now is supposed to go and take off truma according to the way he understands the balabos would do it. Like we'll soon see, the many of das balabayis, but if he does not know exactly what type of a balabos he is, whether he has a good eye or a bad eye, is turn mibenis. He's supposed to take off a middle amount, which is echad mechamishim, 1 of 50. It's an ayin ra takes off 1 of 60, and an ayin toiv takes off 1 of 40. So if you know that the balabos is a good eye, you're supposed to take off 1 of 40. If you know he has a bad eye, take off 1 of 60. But if you don't know what he is, then take off 1 of 50.